Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is telling Americans that democracy prevailed and now is the time to unite, to heal. On Monday evening, Biden, for the first time, bluntly condemned attempts by President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the results, calling it an unprecedented assault on our democracy. President Trump and his allies have lost more than 50 lawsuits in the battleground states contesting the vote. Not even an abuse of power can stop a peaceful transition, Biden said, just hours after members of the Electoral College voted in every state and the District of Columbia, formally giving Biden the more than 270 electoral votes needed to certify his election victory. Whether Biden's message of unity will have any effect remains to be seen. Biden is preparing to be sworn in as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. The U.S. coronavirus vaccination campaign is now underway. Healthcare workers were among the first to receive the vaccine on Monday. A government spokesperson said pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and partners delivered the frozen vials to 141 of the 145 targeted locations during the first day of the rollout. Healthcare facilities in American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the North Mariana Islands, and Guam are still awaiting supplies. Attorney General William Barr, one of President Trump's staunchest allies, is resigning amid lingering tension with the president over the president's baseless claims of election fraud and an investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son. Barr went to the White House and apparently submitted his resignation on Monday. Via remote, this is VOA News. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments, provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the pathway forward is unclear, as congressional leaders and the Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding, possibly by a targeted deadline of midnight Friday, to deliver a completed package to President Trump. Unease was rising in Nigeria as more than 300 schoolboys remain missing 3 days after witnesses say they were kidnapped by gunmen on motorcycles. Protesters, including parents of the missing children, took to the streets the past 2 days, urging the government to work harder to find the youngsters who were taken from the government-signed secondary school in Kankara in the northwestern Katsina state. The Reuters news agency reporting Monday that the government was in contact with the kidnappers and negotiating the release of the boys. State authorities immediately closed all schools, and Nigerian police announced a review of security for schools across the country. Ethiopia sent civil servants in Tigray back to work on Monday and ordered gun owners to disarm as President Abiy Ahmed's government's attempt to restore normality in the northern region after weeks of war. Some power and telephone links were also restored in the regional capital after communications blackout that started during the federal troops' November 4th offensive. Abiy has declared victory over the former local ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The powerful TPLF dominated federal government for nearly three decades before anti-government protests propelled Abiy to office in 2018. Well, Honduras' foreign minister is appealing for international help after announcing Hurricane Eta and Iota have caused about $10 billion in damages in Honduras and affected more than 4 million people. The storm hit the Central American country, within weeks of each other last month, bringing disastrous flooding to the region. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.